For the first time, the Brandywine River Museum in Chads Ford, Delaware County has commissioned an artist to make a site-specific installation in the galleries. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the work invites you to venture outside those galleries.
For 43 years, the Brandywine River Museum has been known for its vast collection of paintings by the Wyeth family, Jamie, N.C., and Andrew Wyeth. That artistic dynasty drew inspiration from the landscape surrounding the Brandywine River. Now a young artist from Brooklyn, Matthew Jensen, has been asked to interpret that same landscape. His oversized photographs are propped up against each other on the gallery floor.
So reducing the importance of the final image and increasing the importance of how people engage with the work.
Jensen's main goal is to get you out here. A printed map available inside the gallery guides you through a series of trails just outside the museum with points of interest like an abandoned railway, a field of chicory, and the Route 1 overpass. This part of Route 1 was built over the ruins of a stone mill run, which diverted the Brandywine River into a 19th century grist mill, which is now the Brandywine Museum.
It's like a screen right in the dark theater right now, and we get to see the swampy river on one side and the trails on the other, and the ambient sound down here is great too.
Jensen is particularly interested in spots like this, where nature and development jostle for your attention. Nature is a big part of the Brandywine Museum because it's the exhibition arm of the Brandywine Conservancy. That oversees the preservation of almost 60,000 acres of undeveloped land. Jensen's work is the first of what museum director Thomas Payden says will be many that ask contemporary artists to interpret this landscape.
So having an artist like Matt come here and, you know, literally immerse himself in this landscape over the last few months, the physical landscape, the found objects as material culture that was left behind.
Chads Ford was not built for walking. To traverse this landscape that inspired thousands of paintings, Matt Jensen has to navigate the strip malls of 202 and Route 1, which has no pedestrian crosswalks. His map leads people to one of Andrew Wyeth's favorite restaurants, Hank's Place. Behind it is a parking lot, and behind the parking lot is this.
In the backyard is this swamp, which is blocked off by cars, but is one of the most beautiful moments in Chads Ford, is the swamp. It's just so beautiful.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.